It's Friday, and time again for the 3 minutes that'll save you 3 hours. Day-to-day's own talking head helper. Listen to us now, and you'll get to skip the political talk shows on Sunday morning. Joining us today from New York is NPR senior correspondent and Day-to-day's own talking head, Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It has been a very busy news week. There have been big court decisions on detainees in Europe. U.S. Special Envoy James Baker is seeking relief for Iraqi debt, but the enduring image is of that former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein after his capture last weekend. Which of these do you think will dominate the political talk shows on Sunday?
Oh, I think the big story still is Saddam's capture. I mean, last Sunday, the talk shows were absolutely more like breaking news shows because
yes.
It was the cutting edge of the capture of Saddam Hussein and those pictures and a great deal of stir about, you know, would he talk, what did he say, a lot of concern about the way that he surrendered, was he a coward, but it really pushed out what was the big news of the previous week, which had been the Gore endorsement of Howard Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, as we come to this Sunday, a lot of that Democratic Party politics is going to dominate and going to pick up on the theme of how the Democrats have reacted to the capture of Saddam Hussein. So ABC is going to have General Clark on. Fox is going to have Dick Gephardt, the congressman, on. Meet the Press and Face don't have particular Democratic candidates. They're having panels of people that will discuss Democratic Party politics.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was out and about on Sunday. I was working on Sunday, getting sort of men in the street reactions from about Saddam's capture. And one thing that popped up a lot when I was talking to people was, well, this is going to be good for President Bush. Is this, in fact, expected to help him in 2004?
The thing about it is the polls show that the president really had a tremendous bump after the capture of Saddam Hussein. His approval ratings are up. His handling of the war is up. At the same time, Howard Dean, and I think this is a comment that you're going to hear a lot about on Sunday, Howard Dean came out and said, it's a great day for America, but the following day in a speech before the Foreign Relations Council said, America is not made safer by Saddam's capture. And in fact, the polls show that 60% of Americans believe America, the nation, is as vulnerable as ever to a terrorist attack. But for the Democrats, the question is, how do you combat this image of Bush having captured Saddam Hussein, especially with Howard Dean going out and saying America's not made safer and being continually critical of the president?
Now, the guy that Dean wants to dislodge, President Bush, was interviewed by Diane Sawyer earlier this week, and he discussed what he thought the fate of Saddam should be. What's been the reaction to this interview, and is the administration putting anybody out there to sort of talk about it?
No, in fact, the administration is, as they say in Washington, going dark this weekend. They're not putting anybody out. The president's comments about Saddam deserving the death penalty, I think, fit with the idea of the president as a Texan, Texas being a state either with the first or second highest rate of executions. For the most part, Bush says his personal feelings don't matter, and that he really thinks that the Iraqis should be in charge of whatever final justice is meted out.
NPR senior correspondent and Day-to-Day's own talking head, Juan Williams. We'll be checking back with you as things continue to unfold.
Happy holidays, Karen.
Same to you, Juan.